Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bowes. Mental health and caregiving are driving workers out of the workforce. A new report called Turning the Tide on Economic Inactivity from the consultancy PwC highlights the growing challenge of economic inactivity in the workforce and provides recommendations for businesses, policymakers, and HR leaders to address the issues. Economic inactivity refers to individuals who are neither employed nor actively seeking work, and its rise has significant implications for businesses struggling with labor shortages, productivity concerns, and long-term economic stability. PwC compiled information from more than 4,000 UK adults through interviews and surveys, as well as several hundred business leaders from major employers, as well as small and mid-sized organizations. And its findings are relevant to U.S. organizations as well, as many of the underlying economic and social issues in the U.K. are similar to the challenges faced here in the U.S. The report identifies several drivers behind the increase in economic inactivity, including health-related issues, caregiving responsibilities, and demographic shifts. A notable concern is the rising number of working-age individuals leaving the workforce due to long-term health conditions, exacerbated by the lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mental health struggles, chronic illnesses, and limited access to workplace accommodations also contribute to the problem. Another major factor is the burden of caregiving, particularly among women who often leave employment due to a lack of flexible work arrangements or affordable childcare options. And the report also highlights generational shifts, as younger workers show different expectations for job security and work-life balance, while older workers are retiring earlier than anticipated. There's been a notable rise in economic inactivity among these younger workers, aged 16 to 24, primarily due to increased participation in education, but also a reluctance to enter low-paying or unstable jobs. Additionally, mental health challenges are a growing concern, leading many young people to withdraw from the labor force altogether. And the consequences of this growing inactivity are significant, leading to reduced economic productivity, increased pressure on social systems, and talent shortages that can challenge business growth and operational continuity. The report does outline several actionable steps employers can take to mitigate economic inactivity and try to re-engage workers. First, flexible work and job designs. Employers should implement flexible work arrangements, including hybrid and remote work options, to accommodate workers with health conditions and caregiving responsibilities. Next, support for health and well-being. Investing in workplace mental health programs, occupational health services, and reasonable accommodations for employees with long-term conditions is critical. Employers should strive to create inclusive cultures that support employees' health needs without stigmatizing them. Childcare and caregiver support. Employers should also consider policies that ease the burden of caregiving, such as childcare subsidies, elder care support, and additional paid family leave. Addressing caregiving challenges can help retain employees who might otherwise need to leave their jobs. And finally, proactive engagement with older workers. Encouraging options like phased retirement, offering mentorship roles, and providing incentives for later in life employment can help retain experienced talent in the workforce for longer. While the report focuses on UK workers, many of its findings and recommendations are relevant to the US workforce and US organizations. Economic inactivity is a global challenge, and similar trends are occurring here in the US, particularly regarding workforce participation rates, labor shortages, and the impact on mental health and caregiving responsibilities on employment. In the U.S., rising levels of stress and burnout have similarly led to increased employee turnover and economic inactivity. And U.S. organizations can benefit from stronger mental health support programs, employee assistance programs, and more workplace flexibility. In the U.S., the lack of affordable childcare and elder care services does present challenges, making paid family leave, flexible work arrangements, and dependent care support critical retention strategies. For HR professionals and business owners, the report underscores the importance of adopting a proactive workforce strategy. Small and medium-sized businesses in particular may struggle with labor shortages and talent retention if they do not adapt to evolving workplace needs. Offering flexible work policies, investing in employee health and well-being, and providing training opportunities will be crucial in maintaining a stable workforce. As economic inactivity continues to rise in many developed countries, businesses that prioritize inclusion, well-being, and worker engagement will be better positioned to attract and retain talent in an increasingly competitive labor market. Addressing these challenges not only benefits individual businesses, but also strengthens the broader economy by ensuring that more people have the opportunity to participate in meaningful and productive work. That's it for the show today. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. This has been Steve Bowes for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.